Hi there, my name is Deborah Cohn and welcome to my podcast. We can experience pain in many ways. Physical pain from an accident, illness, or disease, or emotional pain from an unpleasant event. Everyday life situations can also bring up painful emotions like stress, anger, anxiety, sadness, depression, and loneliness. So why does there have to be pain? And why does pain keep coming back? Why do we have to continue feeling pain? Pain is a teacher. Pain teaches you to be in the moment. Pain only exists when your thoughts are in the past or the future. Now I know this is a hard concept for the mind to grasp. When you're in pain, you're getting a little push from the universe to be in the moment. As you know, pain brings your awareness to the present moment. Pain will be in your life until you teach your mind to be in the moment. When you can be in the moment, there will no longer be a reason for pain to exist. When you can bring your thoughts and mind to the present moment, you will feel completely happy and loved. You've experienced this before. Think back to when you were a child. Think of something you love to do, something you enjoyed so much that you could probably do it all day, every day. You were in the moment at that time. You felt completely happy and loved. Your mind wasn't focused on the past or the future. You were in the moment, without pain. You don't have to experience pain. Know this. The next time you're in pain, observe your thoughts and feelings from the past few days. You'll want to go back a few days or even weeks, depending on the situation. What were you thinking and feeling before your pain began? Most likely, you were experiencing a negative emotion, like stress, anger, anxiety, sadness, depression, or maybe you felt lonely during that time. The thoughts and feelings you observed were about a past situation or about something that hasn't happened yet in the future. If you want to eliminate pain, you'll need to learn to take charge of your thoughts. You can do this by calming and controlling your mind. Thoughts originate in the mind. Going to the source is the true remedy for pain. How do you calm and control your mind? Through meditation. Meditation is about being in the moment and learning to take charge of your mind and your thoughts. When your mind isn't being controlled, your thoughts will be in the past or the future. The negative feelings will arise, and on comes the pain. Do you know there are several ways to meditate? You'll want to find the style that is fun and enjoyable and works easily into your life. If you have a busy mind, I recommend an active style of meditation. Remember, meditation is simply about bringing your thoughts to the present moment. You can be doing anything you enjoy, as long as your thoughts are right there in the moment. Another remedy for a busy mind is guided meditation. Guided meditation gives your mind something to focus on. Guided meditation occupies the mind, so you can be in the moment, in your heart. The meditation tool for this month is Heart Play. Heart Play is all about self-empowerment. Track 1 focuses on moving energy and colored light through the 7 major chakras. Track 2 uses white lights to release and vent energy throughout your entire body. Track 3 will help you to manifest the life you want. You will learn to transform your negative patterns. Track 4 will help you to create an even flow of energy throughout your body. Track 5 works with energy, light, and visualization so you can discover your natural gift. Finding your natural gift is the first step to reaching your true passion. Meditation is not a replacement for herbs or prescription drugs. Herbs and prescription drugs are generally taken to remedy or cover up the symptom of pain, which is fine. Meditation works on the origin of your pain, which is the mind. one is not better than the other. They are used for different reasons. From my experience, when a person learns to control their mind, they won't need to rely on herbs or prescription drugs to feel better. Pain exists when your thoughts are in the past or the future. When we can learn to control our mind and be in the moment, pain will begin to dissipate. Negative feelings like stress, anxiety, jealousy, sadness, depression, and loneliness will be replaced with happiness and love. We have all experienced many forms of pain. Know that you have a choice. You can learn from your pain. Pain is a great teacher. I hope you have a wonderful month. As always, please remember, if you have seen or know of an animal being abused or neglected, please take action to help that animal. Animals depend on us for safety and survival. I'll be posting my podcast on the first of every month. I hope you tune in each month. I'll give you tools to handle anything that may come your way. You'll find the links to my podcast, blog, Twitter, as well as my meditation CDs on my website, deborahcohn.com. Remember to step out of your head and into your heart.